there, welcome back to the Marvel Bunch,
your podcast for all things MCU. We're your hosts. I'm Reagan.
I'm Riley.
Welcome back to the Marvel Bunch.
Yay, we are so excited about this episode. It's gonna be intense. There's a lot here. There really is. Okay, so first we're gonna hit you with some MCU news.
So we really did not. There we go, grammar and literacy for me.
Yes.
We had one big thing, though. We had a Super Bowl trailer. We mentioned that they were possibly coming last week. We only got one, which was kind of disappointing. I literally watched the whole game for no reason.
I did not do that, but...
Yeah, well, you saw... I got kind of heated during the game.
You did.
I can't watch sports. Like, they make me mad.
Yeah.
But anyways... Do you want to talk?
I will. Guys, I'm so excited. So we talked about last episode how, like, Reagan is obsessed with Wanda. Well, I have the same energy towards Bucky Barnes. I love him so much for so many reasons. But we got a Falcon and the Winter Soldier trailer, and it was... So in the actual Super Bowl, trailer that came out during the Super Bowl was a lot shorter than what was on the Marvel Studios Instagram page and on YouTube. So if you just watch that trailer, go watch it on YouTube or with Marvel Studios so you could just see a longer version. I think it's like a minute or 2 minutes, and we got so much. I'm so excited, guys. I cannot express how happy I am.
You texted me like immediately.
Okay, because here's what happened, is that I was busy, like, when the Super Bowl just started, and I came downstairs, and I was like, Dad, let me know if you, like, see any Marvel trailers or whatever, and he was like, yeah, no problem, and I went to my room. Literally, not even 5 minutes later, I come out, and I'm, like, just, like, walking around the house, and my dad's like, oh, you missed a Marvel trailer. I was like, Dad, you were supposed to tell me, and he did it, and so I had to, like, rush to a different TV, because they were watching the Super Bowl, and I, like, watched the trailer. I was so excited, literally texted Reagan, and then watched it on the Instagram page, and I was bursting laughing, bursting into tears. It was so many emotions.
You were so hyped, and I don't blame you. I think did a Loki trailer also drop, but just on YouTube? I think it did.
I didn't see anything.
Loki... Oh, go me. In all honesty, there we go. I have been kind of behind on Loki news. Well, kind of.
I don't think there's been that much, though, to be honest. I've seen, one trailer.
Has there been a lady Loki that's been casted at all?
I have no idea.
I'm gonna look this up really fast.
Like, I'm excited for Loki, but I'm not as, like, passionate about him, so I, like, have it. And it's not coming out for a while, so I haven't really looked into anything.
I'm gonna look it up really fast. Okay. But as we do that, speaking of passion and Marvel, so I was talking to my senior picture photographer, and she mentioned, she was like, Reagan, you're really into, like, Marvel and comics, right? And I was like, yeah, I am. And so, like, I'm on her rep team or whatever, so she's, part of it is, like, like, part of my shoots have to be kind of fun and thematic so she can, like, send them in places.
Yeah.
And she was like, do you want to do a comic book themed shoot? And I was like, yeah,
no
sure.
No way.
And she was like, who's your favorite character? And I was like, well, let me tell you. I was like, it's the Scarlet Witch. And she was like, oh, yeah, like, in WandaVision. And I was like, yes, like that. And she goes, we'll see what we can do.
She really said, are you okay?
She was like, wow. But, like, also... You know, sponsor me, Elizabeth Olsen.
Yes, please, Elizabeth Olsen, be our sponsor. But yeah, we saw a lot of, like, variety in the, like, minute and a half of that trailer.
It was
we
good.
Saw so much action and drama, and also just, like, the comedy of just Sebastian Stan and Anthony Mackie working together. It's hilarious. And I hope, we can maybe do this in another episode, but we're gonna obviously do podcasts for the show, too. I really hope they can dive into, like, mental health and mental illness stuff, because they have a lot with both Bucky and Sam, but I think we have a lot of stuff to talk about with Bucky and just me. I'm just a big mental health advocate, and obviously we saw them, like, in couples therapy, which looked a little bit more, like, comedic instead of serious, but I really hope that we can touch on that aspect of it and get a little bit more serious within all the fun and the action, so... Yes. Yes.
And that'll probably be on a bonus episode, because we'll have a bonus episode on that, and then I will be doing a bonus episode on a discussion around the really unfortunate trope that we see a lot, especially in, like, comic book media, called, like, the unstable powered woman trope.
Mm.
And my hopes for the future of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, especially when it comes to WandaVision, things that I'm scared of and things that I've, like, seen being an issue in the fandom. Yeah. So,
yeah.
Watch out for bonus episodes, I suppose.
Yes, definitely.
Also, yes, apparently there has been, or at least a rumored casting for Lady Loki.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought Tom Hiddleston, like, talked a little bit about that, but I don't
We knew she was coming, I just didn't know. Apparently it's Sofia DiMartino. I think it's rumored, like, she doesn't have a name, like, in the casting, but, like, I think it's, like, the whole never mind. That was almost a spoiler.
Oh, we really said, speaking of spoilers. Oh, wait. We're not going into that yet.
No,
we're not. Sorry, guys.
We already
I can't read, apparently. We have this little, like, outline here, and I totally missed the thing that was literally in red before what we're talking about.
We said, let's forget our order of events two episodes in.
We really did.
Okay, so next thing we're going to talk about, now that we've gotten some news out of the way, and once again, go watch the Falcon and the Winter Soldier trailer.
Yes, I've watched at least 50 times. No joke.
Honestly, understandable. We're going to get into a non-spoiler portion of our podcast relating to the content at hand, which is episode 5 of WandaVision.
Yes.
We are going to start with, though, a WandaVision-themed question. We didn't do this last time because we had a lot to get through.
Yes.
But I'm going to try to get us a fun question every time.
Yeah.
So my question for this week, Riley, is, if you could choose a show for WandaVision to spoof and make an episode of, what show would it be? And what do you think, like, the plot would be? What tropes would they use?
Oh my gosh. Okay, that's a really tough question. There's so many shows. But yeah, I don't know if there's a way. Can the audience, like, answer that somehow? Like, in anything?
Yes. So, if you look at our Anchor podcast website, depending on where you're where you're listening from, you should be able to find it. But our website, you can send us a message. I need to set up an email for them to be able to contact.
Yeah.
But if you want to, leave a review on Apple Podcasts for our podcast. It'll help our podcast have a bigger reach.
Mm-hmm.
And you can answer this week's question. And you can do that every week. Give us a review and answer whatever question we have.
Yes. Okay. So, I thought a little bit about this. And I think it'd be hilarious to see, like, the cast of WandaVision in, like, a Hannah Montana episode, because, but we do some gender flips, because I think that Vision would take the role of Hannah Montana / Miley Cyrus, and he'd be this, like, he'd be performing, and he'd be performing, like, as a regular human, and then he comes home, and he has to, like, and then he's, like, his robot self.
Because
and
he gets the best of both worlds.
He really does. So I don't, like, know exactly what the premise of that show would be, but, like, I guess, like, Agnes would be, like, Lily or something.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know exactly what... I don't know if Wanda fits in as the brother, necessarily, but we would, like, have to find a different character for her. But I think it would be hilarious. General idea.
And, okay, I have thought a lot about this.
Okay.
Really dug into, like, my heart of hearts about this. And I decided that I think that I would want them to do Glee.
Oh my god. Yeah, we're obsessed with Glee a little bit.
But, like, think of it. Think about how horrible and awful it would be. Like, you know, it would be a good old, like, Morrison guest stars. And he writes, like, a word on the board. You know, anything. Like, coping. Or, like, therapy. And it's, like, they have to do their little, like, lesson of the day. But the lesson of the day is, like, why Wanda really should probably go to therapy right now.
That's funny.
What would they sing?
We already heard him sing Yakety Yak and Old MacDonald Had a Farm.
Yeah, those are Visions.
Yeah.
A Vision would be Sam.
Oh.
But Wanda wouldn't be Quinn.
Wanda would not be Quinn.
She wouldn't be Rachel. She kind of gives me Tina vibes.
Oh, I could see that, actually.
But, like, when she goes and confronts Sora, she also, very
like,
much
maybe, like, Marvel? Maybe Marley?
She's very soft.
I don't know.
Wanda can literally be wrong.
Yes. Yeah. She cannot. And we're gonna get into that in this episode.
Yes.
Because probably y'all are like, did y'all watch the last episode?
The answer is yes, but I still stand by my position.
We actually, we recorded, like, we videoed our actual live reactions to the episode, and man, was it, it was a lot. A lot of screaming happened.
You know, maybe we'll make a Patreon and put, like, clips of live reaction on there.
Oh, that'd be fun.
The lower tier, like, you won't have to, yes. If we make a Patreon, you will not have to pay much.
Yeah.
It'll be, like, $2.
$2, yeah, maybe. Yeah, especially, like, this is the second episode, obviously, y'all can see that. And so we're definitely still trying to, like, figure out the structure and how we do things, like, with this, like, this question of the day. It's, like, that'll probably be normal, but we're probably gonna add into things, yeah. You
and
know?
We want to give you as much quality content as we can.
Yes.
But, you know, as we're, like, growing into this podcast, mm-hmm. things are probably going to change and things are going to be a little rough here and there.
Mm-hmm.
And on that note, what did you think of this episode? Non-spoiler.
Oh, God. I don't know how I can't spoil things about this episode. There's a lot. I genuinely, that's what I meant to say. I don't cuss, but, like, what the F? like, what the actual? There's so many. Here's the thing, okay, and if you go back and if you haven't listened to our first episode, there was just, we got a lot of things right in our predictions, but we also got a whole lot of things wrong, and also, and it's just the theme kind of these last two episodes of WandaVision has been, like, you kind of get answers, but genuinely, you just get more questions,
yeah, like,
and you're just confused.
Like, they answer something, and you're like, oh my gosh, thank you so much. And then they give you, like, 8 more questions, and you're like, oh my gosh.
And you're like, okay, so I'm just confused. I don't know, that's all I have.
You're like me, who was literally in tears by the end of the
Reagan
episode.
Reagan was in tears.
I was, like, so distressed.
Yes.
But yes, it was, like, honestly, okay, so I will admit, and I think that this might be intentional, but, like, as the episodes got, like, well, just starting in this episode, I think they've loosened up their, like, protocol on, like, how honest they are with the sitcom aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's intentional. We'll get into that later.
Yeah.
But I loved this episode. It was so fun.
Oh, yeah, I have to say, it's probably, like, my favorite episode so far.
Me too. I really liked, the third episode.
Mm-hmm.
And, no, actually, okay.
I think, well,
the
for me,
and the fourth were kind of, like, one.
That's true.
That's, like, really fun. Yeah. Oh, my gosh, this episode was so good.
There was so much in it. There was, like, a lot of...
But also, like, their outfits were really cute in this episode. Oh, they were. Oh, my gosh.
Like, I don't understand how Elizabeth Olsen can look so good in every single decade.
It's rude to me.
It really is. But, I mean, that really did not give y'all any information at all.
But, I mean, well, the takeaway is we loved it.
Yes.
Also, before we get into spoilers, I was, like, looking at Twitter reactions to the episode,
mm-hmm.
and it was so odd to me. There were all of these people on Twitter going, oh my gosh, did you guys know that the person who plays Wanda Maximoff is the younger sister of the Olsen
twins? They did not.
And I was like,
oh my, that's so funny.
I was like, are we just figuring this out?
To be fair, I mean, I figured that out a couple years ago, but I was still like, really? Even though they, first off, have the same last name, obviously, but
and
also,
the same face.
They literally have the same face.
Really strong genetics from
but
that.
But yes,
family.
If you didn't know, Elizabeth Olsen is related to Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen.
Yes, go back to when I watched Full House. Neither of us were alive for Full House, like,
we were
being
not.
On.
We were not. What
but
a good show, though.
I watched all of Full House.
Nice.
You know, vibing, really and I was like, wow, good show.
Speaking of which, that was kind of the vibe we got in this last episode, too, which was really fun. It felt really, even though we weren't alive for it, it felt, like, really nostalgic, because obviously we still get, like, the late night Full House kind of stuff on TV.
Which, that's, like, one thing that I've noticed, like, the more modern that the sitcoms become, like, I think the older ones are, like, my mom really liked the Bewitched one, and she mm-hmm. really liked the, like, Dick Van Dyke one.
Yeah.
But, like, I love the, like, more modern, like, the Brady Bunch, mm-hmm. Family Ties ones, and mm-hmm. I think it's because, like, it's interesting,
mm-hmm.
but, like, my mom, like, we finished the episode, and she goes, okay, so, what? She was like, can you explain?
I know, okay. It was a little different, but I have a younger sister. She's, like, she's almost 10. And her, she started watching WandaVision, and it's hilarious to me because she's never seen anything else that's Marvel. And so I, like, kind of gave her, like, a rundown of it, but every single episode she comes to me and she's like, Riley, what is happening? She's so confused.
How did she cope with this episode?
I actually haven't heard her, like, thoughts about this episode, but it was episode 4 that really confused her with the dusting and everything. Yeah. She was really confused. But, okay, going on to the next thing, we're gonna put a little warning here and tell you that there are gonna be spoilers ahead for episode 5 of WandaVision. I'm sure it's been a week, so, like, y'all probably had time to watch it, but just in case. Yes.
But if you don't want to be spoiled, be sure to catch up and meet us back when you've watched.
Yes, go do that. Give them money.
Yes. Okay. All of their money.
All of the money.
Make them rich.
Yes.
Keep them satisfied so they never leave us.
Please, please, please.
Okay. So, episode 5 of WandaVision, we're going to get into, like, an in-depth, like, recap and our theories. Mm-hmm. The title of this episode is On a Very Special Episode, Summer on Disney+. Wanda addresses Vision's worries when he grows suspicious of the neighbor's strange behavior. Now, fun sitcom facts, I guess, about this episode. I don't have very many. The theme song was very much inspired by Family Ties and Growing Pains, where we get this wonderful footage of Baby Vision.
Oh god, I forgot about that. Yeah.
It was quite some whiplash, because you're, like, watching it, you're like, oh, baby, Lizzie, aww, and then you're like, oh my gosh!
But we were actually talking about this, because obviously, like, in this reality, like, nothing's for sure, but we were like, who would have been taking these pictures? Because
Tony.
We were like, was Tony? Tony? We were like, Pepper. Were Tony, Bruce, and Pepper, like, taking pictures?
Oh my gosh, do you think in this alternate reality, Vision has gay husbands, Tony and Bruce?
Because, like, I don't know, because obviously, like, in Age of Ultron, like, Vision is not a child. He literally just goes from, like, to, like, full big adult Vision.
Big adult.
But we were trying to, like, discuss, and we thought it was really funny if it was, like, Bruce yes. and Tony are, like, the dads. And it's, like...
And then our other fun sitcom fact, I guess. I don't know if this is a sitcom fact or just, like, information that helps you understand the episode. But this title, On a Very Special Episode. Now, you see this a lot in sitcoms, especially getting into the 80s when they started discussing really real issues. Mm-hmm. And, like, this was a thing that occurred, like, throughout it, but it started becoming, like, they would set aside an episode to do this. The one that I can vividly think of is that one episode of Full House, where mm-hmm. I think their grandfather dies. Oh. And there's, like, Uncle, what's his, Jesse? Is his name Uncle Jesse or Uncle Joey?
There's both. Jesse's the, like, cool one.
One of them is not called Uncle, though, and it was, like, a Mandela effect, because I swear they were both called Uncle, like, Jesse and Uncle Joey.
I don't think they actually called Joey. I have no idea.
I don't know. It was really weird.
I can't tell you.
But it doesn't matter. Like, they had him come out, and he was like, we're going to discuss sad stuff.
Yeah.
Get your parents.
They really should do that for every episode of the show.
Right? This is going to be weird. Go get your parents.
Go get your parents.
But, we see this explored in this episode with the, like, mom and dad are fighting. And, like,
oh, yes.
The dog dies. Like, this is things that they would discuss in mm-hmm. these episodes. Like, it was usually, like, don't do drugs and why you shouldn't go into this old man's basement.
Yeah.
But, like, they were also things like, you know, a pet dying and mom and dad fighting or, like, getting separated. Or,
yeah.
Yeah. Like, you know, floating in your living room extremely angrily at each other.
Yes.
While being confused at, like, just, the nature of
just
your
Just normal
reality.
Things. Just normal things.
But yeah.
Well, we open this episode with something very cute, very, I think, just normal, like, Full House, too. It's just Vision and Wanda just frustrated because they cannot get Billy and Tommy to go to sleep. They're rocking them. They're trying to give them their pacifiers, whatever. And just nothing seems to be working.
Including, shockingly and interestingly, Wanda's powers do not work on the twins.
Yeah, which is really interesting because the only time we've seen that is with the stork in episode 3.
And her phrasing there is really interesting, too. They're like, you know, she tells Vision to go get, she's like, can you go get the binkies? And he's like, oh yeah, binkies all around or whatever. He leaves. She's like, uses her powers and she's like, go to sleep. And they doesn't, and she looks at them and she's like, why won't you do what I want? That's what she says.
Yeah.
Which is like.
Which I think is a very, like, common thing in this episode, which is kind of this confusion, and we'll go into more of it. is just, you see these, like, little moments where it does look like Wanda's, like, fully in control, and she's controlling, and she's making this whole reality, and then you see moments where mm-hmm. it's obviously that she's not.
And personally, like, I think this is an unpopular opinion that I'm, like, coming to about this episode, but when you look at, like, this episode, I think it's almost a turning point, as in they've been leading Wanda down this road where she's, like, villainous. But more and more things happen in this episode that are out of her control than have ever been before.
Oh, yeah. Oh, like, yeah.
We'll get into more of them later, but mm-hmm. I'll just preface with that. Also, oh, well, then Agnes comes.
Yes, Agnes comes, which is the scene I was talking about last episode with her being like, oh my gosh, wait, let's take it from the top when Vision, like, won't let her hold the baby.
Yeah. Which, that was also really weird. This whole episode, like, completely embraced that, like, unsettlingness mm-hmm. of, like, the last...
Yes.
Four, but, like, mm-hmm. to a greater degree.
Because this is one of the moments where you get confused on whether Wanda's controlling you or not, because both Wanda and Vision look really confused of Agnes, like, getting out of this.
Yeah.
Like,
and then the only real difference between how they react to this is, like, I don't think Wanda necessarily figures out what's going on. She just yeah. goes with it.
Yeah.
Which is something, like, that we see her do a lot. Like, mm-hmm. she doesn't know, maybe, what she wants to go with it. Mm-hmm. It's, like, a willful ignorance, I think.
Yeah.
But we see, then, they have their first discussion where, like, Vision pulls her aside, and she's like, he's like, did you see that? And she's like...
When she's like, oh, she's just being weird, yeah, kind like, of, brushes it off.
She says that she got confused, like, she must have gotten confused, you know, mm-hmm. leave her alone. And then we see Agnes spraying what she says is lavender over the babies.
Mm-hmm. With another little insert about Ralph, again.
Yeah, she's like, this is what Ralph probably sprays over me to calm me down, but it doesn't work.
Yeah.
And then Vision is like, what?
And just like, it's her fault, she has a high libido, which is really Wanda. Funny. Oh, Wanda. But, okay, a little discussion, too, we can have is about a couple minutes after that, Agnes sprays the quote-unquote lavender onto the babies, and Wanda and Vision are having this conversation, we hear that the babies are quiet for the first time, and then we see, what, age 5?
Yeah, they're like 5, they're toddlers now.
Yeah, 5-year-old Billy and Tommy... acting as if they, like, didn't age up. Which is interesting because later on in the episode, when they age up again, they do it purposefully. Like, and then later yeah. they want to age up again purposely. But, like, as babies, I highly doubt they knew that, like, they had this power. So I really think that, like, whatever Agnes sprayed on them was something to, like, kickstart that.
No, yeah, I agree. And also, I noticed this on, like, my second watch through. Agnes is there every time they age up.
Oh, you're right.
Because they age up.
She is, yeah.
Like that, and then at the end again, they don't age up both times, but both times, the first time that they do age up, she's there, and then the second time that they're about to age up, she's once again there.
Yeah, which is interesting. And then we get into the little theme, obviously, of this episode, the theme song, and, oh my gosh, what is it called? The, like... opening?
The opening, like, the opening credits.
Yeah, thank you. The opening credits, which we talked about very a little cute. Bit. Very cute, we
you
see.
You also notice that, like, the pictures of, like, baby Wanda, which are just, like, baby Elizabeth Olsen, mm-hmm. They're edited to be in Sokovia.
They are. Oh, one thing I want to talk about, I don't know, maybe it was just to be, like, cute or whatever, is we see Vision, like, multiple times with the babies, like, celebrating the big holidays, and it's like, but they just aged up. Yeah. So, like, was that just to be, like, cute or something? Because they were literally babies for, like,
I have a lot of questions about an the hour. Nature. I have questions about the nature of the theme songs. Because there's a chance that they just won't explain it, and, like, that yeah. doesn't matter. But, like, I do kind of have questions about things that, like, is Wanda seeing these?
I don't know.
Because we know, like, Darcy is, I think.
I have no idea, honestly.
And, like, the outside, it would be assumed, because, I mean...
Mm-hmm.
If not, I feel like we would just see credits where it was, like, Elizabeth Olsen and mm-hmm. Paul Bettany, but we're seeing, like, Vision and Wanda. But, like, that's my question. Like, because we know they're seeing the commercials.
Yeah.
But, like, are they seeing the theme songs and, like, for what reason? Like, because then that's my question. No idea. Is Wanda, like, perfect, like, in her head, like, in her little mind palace, she's making commercials?
I have no idea, dude. There's a lot of questions still. And then we open up and we switch perspectives and we go into S.W.O.R.D., we see Monica kind of getting this brain scan and talking about how when she was in the little barrier reality that she felt pain and just helplessness and just grief. And I've seen other people talk about this, but I think we should go further because we had input on it. We see multiple clips during this section of when she was in in the Barry reality when she was out of it and, like, with her mom. But we see this really quick clip that we haven't seen before of Wanda crying in what looks like Westview.
Yeah.
And we've done further, like, research before that, and it looks really similar to when Hayward shows footage of inside of the sword of like Wanda coming in and yeah. taking and which we supposedly see this taking yeah. Vision, which we do see. See it this episode, and it looks like the exact same outfit. Not only that, I remember in trailers we also see another thing of Wanda in the same outfit looking like she's in this compound, which probably is going to be Sword. So I think probably in future episodes we're going to see like Wanda's perspective of all of that, because that whole thing is suspicious. But then I wanted to address too, in last episode we mentioned the clip in a trailer where Wanda's with the Mind Stone, it looks like it's breaking or whatever, and we initially said that it might be something from Wanda's past, which is definitely still a possibility. Yeah. But I did, like, look at it, and it's not too clear with the lighting, but it does look like she is wearing something similar to all those clips. So it's maybe we're getting further stuff on what happened with, like, Vision and her. So yeah. I wanted to bring that up.
Oh, I just realized we forgot something. When we have our, like, last time on, or what, how does she say it?
Previously on
WandaVision, yeah. We see the clip of her, like, after she expelled Monica, like, for the third time, but she's changed what, like, the words that came out of her mouth have changed every time we've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the first time it was, she had to rush home.
Second time,
it was,
She didn't belong here?
That was this time. She didn't belong here, and the second time was something different.
Yeah.
But, like, it's really interesting that we're, like, one of them was from Wanda's perspective. One of them was from Vision's perspective.
So is this third one from another person's perspective?
Yeah, it's
possibly
like...
possibly whoever's controlling this place?
Because that's my question. Like, it's like, how are we getting three different versions unless she genuinely doesn't remember what she said?
Yeah, I have no idea.
It's weird.
And then we get into Sword again, kind of having this debriefing meeting over with Hayward, kind of explaining about a little bit about Wanda's past, which we're a little... have a lot of thoughts because...
Yes, but I do have a lot to say about Hayward.
Yes. So. Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Okay. First thing about her past, they say she was born in 1989. Fair enough, Elizabeth Olsen was born in 1989, I think.
But it does not add up with other things.
Yeah, and it's like, it could be just the fact that Marvel is kind of dumb with their years sometimes. We saw that with Spider-Man. They said it was 8 years when it was 6 years in reality or something like that. But, could they be wrong? Yeah, it'd be kind of annoying, but sure. Because, like, they're just been very ambiguous about her age, which, like, I don't know how much it changes. They could be, like...
Yeah, because, the thing that I noticed, though, is that we did the math, kind of, and she would be 20 to 25 in Age of Ultron, and we've always thought she was, like, at 18. Max 17 or 18, because they frequently call her a kid, and I've seen people say, oh, yeah, that's just because they're older than her. But I don't know anyone over, like, under the age of, like, 50 who calls people, like, kid when they're in their 20s. And SHIELD people are not in their 50s or 60s.
It's, like, the big one that trips me up is, like, I can get, around the, like, kid stuff, but, like, Clint literally tells her, like, if you want to mope, go to high school. Well, people are like, that was just a joke, but, like... It's not really funny if she's, like, 28. Like,
yeah, so I don't know. And I think it just gives people more reason to, like, accuse her. So maybe, like, he, like, did purposely say the wrong year or something, and they're just, like, trusting him. But we also hear a tiny bit about kind of her with Hydra. He says that, oh, they volunteered for Hydra. Yeah. But then Jimmy says, that's kind of a simple explanation. So we really see here that Hayward is kind of purposely painting Wanda as... villain.
I have a lot to say about this. So I'm going to quick get into a theory that I have. Ooh. Sorry, just knocked something. Okay. So, when we see Hayward at this meeting, you know, they come in and he's all like, oh, we have first person intel from the inside of the Westview anomaly, because Monica was in there. And he says that initially they thought that Wanda Maximoff was one of many victims, but they've come to realize that she is the principal victimizer.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a choice of words.
Yeah.
And I see where they're coming from. To me, it feels like a jump.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see this throughout, like, where people are like, I don't know if we're on the right track, so on and so forth. But anyways, he has Jimmy come up and, like, brief on, like, her past. We do get a name we do get names for her parents. Irina and Oleg Maximoff. Mm-hmm. Now, people are like, oh, does that mean we're not getting Magneto? I actually think that that does not necessarily mean we're not getting Magneto, because mm-hmm. they could be her biological parents. In the comics, she has, she's adopted by her aunt and uncle. Oh, gosh, their names are...
Different names. With different names.
Maria? No, is that her mom's name? I'm actually going to figure this out right now, just in case this comes up.
Yeah, but there are different names, but we still think there's definitely a possibility that Magneto can, come in, because there is that whole still kind of, big reveal that we're waiting for.
Oh, yes, that. It was, well, okay. It depends, because, her mother's name is Magda. I think her aunt's name is Maria. Oh, it changes so many times. Good lord.
Basically, it's not the same. Oh, gosh, no.
That's the Ultimates universe. Goodness, we don't want to look at the Ultimates universe.
But we also see in this scene that Hayward shows...
It was Maria and Django.
Maria and Django.
Or Django. I don't know how to pronounce Django. It. But anyways, so we do get a name for them. Doesn't mean we can't get Magneto, in case you're worried. And also, we can get Magneto without him being directly related to her.
Even though we have stuff to talk about at the end of the episode, which, we do. You know. But we also see Hayward show this clip of Inside Sword, which I briefly mentioned earlier, and saying that he finally got permission to, like, reveal this to everybody, which he's the acting director. I'm pretty sure he wouldn't need, permission to, that like, was, release this video.
That was my question. And so it's, like, because he comes in and he's, like, because Monica is pretty much, she's defending, because... Whenever, you know, Jimmy Woo, like, briefs them on Wanda's past, and, that's when Hayward is like, you know, then she volunteered for Hydra and fought the Avengers, and Jimmy Woo rightfully says that is a gross oversimplification of events.
Yeah.
Which it is. It really is. Mm-hmm. Because that is not really what happened. But, you know, he goes over with Darcy and... He's like, I don't usually speak ill of people. And then Darcy goes to say he's a dick.
Yes.
And it cuts off and it censors with him saying terrorist. He's accusing Wanda of being a terrorist. And
Hayward
Monica,
is, yeah.
Yeah. Hayward is trying to call her a terrorist.
Yeah.
And Monica comes to her defense. She's like, I don't
believe. Which is interesting.
Yes. And I have a theory about that, too.
Yeah.
Which I think that we can...
Yeah, well, because, like, my main thing is, like, Hayward's saying that, oh, because what Monica said about the feeling... she felt in the barrier, that's what makes Wanda the villain and, like, this victimizer. But Monica's the one literally defending her, so, like, he really has no case here.
Because that's when she comes to her defense, and she's like, I don't believe she did this, like, intentionally with any, political motivation.
Yeah.
Or, like, in, like, desire for destruction. Mm-hmm. And that's when Hayward is like, oh... You think so? And he's like, I got permission to show you this footage, which is weird. Like, Riley was saying, like, who did he need to get permission from? But we see this clip of Wanda breaking into the Sword headquarters. But, like, to me, this footage, like, is really weird. Because first off, we see what she was breaking in for. Vision's body, which is in pieces in a lab.
Mm-hmm.
Which is when we start discussing, like, Vision's living will to not be turning into a weapon. But... when Wanda breaks in, no one reacts, like, at all, and until she gets into that room.
And we were talking about this, because, one, if she was, like, the villain in this moment, and, like, Sword seems to say, like, she's always kind of been this villain with this video, it's like, I think someone would be like, ah, the most powerful Avenger, run! Or even if it wasn't, because, like, she doesn't know Sword, I would think at least a couple people would be like, oh my god, that's Wanda Maximoff, can I get a picture?
Yeah, like, everyone's just, like, going about their day, like, is this really?
They are.
Does she pop in for coffee every
once in a while? I feel like they did something to, like, this footage.
Or, like, altered.
Yeah. Because even the scientists don't react to either, who are working on Vision's body, right?
Yeah, well, they kind of do. That's the one place where we see a reaction, which...
Okay.
If people were in the process of working there when she got there, then it would make sense.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen a couple of different variations of this theory, and I'm just going to throw it out there if people want to, like, think on it. There's a chance maybe she wasn't breaking into Sword, maybe she was breaking out.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think could make sense a bit. I don't know that that's what's happening. It'd be very unfortunate for her if that's what was happening.
Yeah.
But, because Hayward, after we see this clip, he talks about how Wanda is directly violating... Vision's will. But then comes the question of what were they doing with Vision's body? Because you can't convince me they weren't going to make him into a weapon.
Because that's what he seems to be saying, is that Wanda is using him as a weapon. But, like, that doesn't make sense because he's literally just being, like, a suburban dad. Like, he's not doing anything, like, in this reality. So I don't know why he's so pressed about it when he is obviously, like, doing something else with his body.
Which is why I do not trust this man as far as I can throw him, and I cannot throw him very far. Yeah.
Well, and it makes you wonder, too, because he obviously died in Infinity War. I don't think a single Avenger, if they had, like, the chance to say so, would let them take Vision's body.
Yeah, well, because I would think that they would know, like, if they have any hope of bringing her back, or if they just want to respect her wishes. Yeah. First off, they care about Vision. We know this because they pushed to not have to kill him at the end of Infinity War.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say.
But, like, also, none of them would disrespect Wanda's wishes, which, like, obviously, it's mostly Vision's choice, but, like, that's...
And it's
obviously
going
to be distressing to her, too.
And it's raised, too, that, like, they didn't leave it in Wakanda, because, obviously, Shuri was trying to take out the Mind Stone, so she could possibly try to, like, figure out how to fix him.
And Vision is made of vibranium.
Oh, right.
Which is... Wakandan.
So, yeah, it is really interesting.
And my other question is, have they been doing these, like, tests and this, like, experimentation on him the whole 5 years?
Yeah, because that, and if they were experimenting this 5 years, I think they would have gotten a lot farther than just dismantling his body, so it really makes it seem like they knew Wanda was coming.
I kind of, like, I don't quote me on this. Actually, should I go into my Hayward theory right now?
Sure.
Okay, yeah. So... I kind of have a working... Let me pull out my notes.
Or should we wait till that later?
So. I don't think I have to get into anything extra on this one. I'm pretty sure. Let me find it. I have notes on this. Okay.
I love that we're 36 minutes in
it. I know. I was like, this is going to be shorter, but there's so much to talk about
really
this episode.
Is.
Okay. So, my question, so, about, like, WandaVision. So, obviously, what pushed Wanda to this point? Because we see her at the end of Endgame with Clint, and Clint is like, oh, man, I really wish that, like, Natasha could... like, know that we won, and Wanda seeming as well-adjusted as Wanda can be, those, you know, they both do. Like, she...
Yeah, she seemed, like, not content, obviously, but she seemed somewhat at peace
and
with it.
And it's true, like, grief is not a linear path.
Yeah, it really isn't.
And so it's, like, things can change, but, like, I think that... I don't think Marvel is lazy enough to tell a story of, like, oh, she just suddenly lost it again. Because, like, that's kind of disrespectful to, like, the journey. Like, it does, like, it's true. It happens, but, like, never mind. Yeah. I can discuss that later. But, anyways, we know that at least part of this started when 9 days before the beginning of WandaVision, Wanda broke into Sword, supposedly, to get Vision's body. Well, she broke into Sword to get Vision's body. We don't really know what led up to this. We don't know how justified her actions are. So my theory is essentially, like, maybe Sword, you know, well, not maybe. Sword was experimenting on Vision, but maybe they were making him a weapon. And, you know, like, obviously that would be extremely upsetting to Wanda. And, so she comes to get Vision, and, like, maybe they succeeded. Like, maybe they did succeed in weaponizing Vision, because in the comics, we have a version of Vision who he doesn't necessarily become a villain, but it's White Vision, where he's lost all of the parts of him that are, like, human. And so he's still on the good guy's side, but he is a jerk. He's really mean. Like, he's very cold. He doesn't care about Wanda. And so, I mean, perhaps, like, she rescues him, but they did succeed. Perhaps she, like, rescues him from this place. And perhaps Sword comes after her. And we still have the question of how she ended up in Westview. And, I mean, I'm literally just throwing this out here just to think on. We see Agnes in the show. She mostly comes around when she needs to help Wanda. It seems like a lot of her job is to help Wanda. Like, to keep her happy, to keep her satisfied. Like, you know, to keep her, like, I guess, I mean, I don't know, safe, you know, things like that. So perhaps they know each other. Perhaps she agrees to help Wanda to, like, protect them from Sword. And... there's some sort of confrontation or something goes wrong, and they, like, I kind of think that maybe this bubble is protecting them from something worse, because, like,
it would make sense.
Obviously, I think that it is, like, when Vision leaves, I don't think Vision's gonna stay normal outside of the bubble.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, I think that this is, I don't think Hayward's necessarily the big bad.
Yeah.
I think that there's a good case for it, but I do think...
I think it's just gonna be kind of like a subplot, yeah. And it's gonna.
But like I do, so like essentially my theory like boils down to like, I think Kate Ward is up to more than he's admitting. I think he was trying to make Vision a weapon, and I think that the reason he's so antagonistic towards Wanda is because he is aware that Wanda is the like only other person that knows what he's doing as acting director, mm-hmm. and maybe the reason he sent Monica. Because I don't believe that he didn't know what was happening in Westview now that we know this stuff with Wanda happened.
Yeah.
Perhaps he sent Monica with the intention of maybe she would get stuck there and not be able to come back.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, she's the only person I think, like, at the like probably at this organization with the, like, the range and the power of the fact that, like, her mom was the director of S.W.O.R.D. to question him.
That's true.
And really have other people question him, too.
Because
mm-hmm. obviously, up to this point, whatever he's been doing has been going. But we know that, like, S.W.O.R.D. itself is probably not an evil organization. But that doesn't mean that Hayward is benevolent.
That's true. Because, I mean, we've seen with S.H.I.E.L.D., obviously, it's yeah. pretty easy for Hydra to get in. And so, it's
and
not...
then, I'm not certain that they're going to go down the Hydra path
Oh,
again.
I'm not saying, yeah. but I'm saying that, like, obviously, I mean, in a society, obviously, you have yeah. just bad people who can, you yeah. know...
What I was going to say, though, was, like, I do think that maybe Hayward is working for someone that we don't know.
Oh, that would like, be interesting.
Or working for a cause that he's not being... Totally, I've seen a theory that I really like that maybe they need, like, the Vision's, like, mechanisms for Centennials, which you see in the X-Men universe.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Which would be really cool. I would love to see I doubt they're bringing him in that early, but that would be pretty lit. I've seen discussion that they're going to bring back Ultron, even though, guys, I'm, like, obviously anything is possible, but I do really think that yeah. the reason that Ultron is mentioned, he's probably going to be a flashback.
Most likely. Okay, so next we see a quick little scene back in the very reality of the, Billy and Tommy trying to hide something from Wanda. She notices, because it's on, like, the sink, and they're covering the sink, which is full of bubbles, and there's a dog there, and, Vision comes in too, and the boys really want to keep this dog, but they kind of decide, no, guys, you're not old yeah. enough yet.
And Agatha comes with, like, a doghouse.
Oh, yeah, she immediately comes to the doghouse, and they're like, oh, immediately with what we need. Okay, that's a little weird. And then Wanda and Vision say, oh, no, you guys need to be 10 until, you know, you can have the dog. And the boys age themselves up to 10, and we see that the dog, they're trying to think of a name for a dog, and the dog goes and just electrocutes himself, so they call him Sparky. And then Wanda creates a collar for him, and right in front of Agnes, and Vision's like, Wanda, yes. you said you wouldn't do this, which is interesting because, like, two episodes ago, she was very persistent on, we're not using magic, we're gonna be normal.
And Vision was the one who, and not totally intentionally, but, like, there was hints of it at the beginning of the episode with the magic show where he's like, isn't this kind of simplistic? We could do whatever we wanted. And
yeah.
Wanda's like, no, we're gonna hide it. So it's almost like a little, like, flip in the script. But also, this is, like, the first point of contention that we see between Wanda and Vision this episode.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I think it's implied to be the reason that later he goes to work, which we'll talk about later.
Oh, but, yes.
Because Wanda's, like, you know, she talks about this later.
Mm-hmm.
But it's interesting. Like, this is... Tensions are obviously high. Probably starting from whenever the... Right before the boys age up the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever Vision is, like, really confused and kind of concerned at, like, Agnes's actions, and Wanda seems to be choosing to ignore this, because she doesn't say that nothing is weird,
mm-hmm.
but she does try to kind of seem, like, make it seem like Vision is, like, overblowing it, kind of gaslighting him.
Yeah. And then we switch back with S.W.O.R.D., and Monica's doing this equation and trying to figure out kind of how that they can get into this reality, and her and Darcy decide... Oh, if we use, I forget exactly, it's,
Interestingly, she mentions photons, which, in the comics...
Basically, they figure out, like, how they could use, like, mechanical stuff to, like, get into the reality, which does make sense, because in the other trailers, I saw, like, all those trucks and stuff coming into the reality, and I was like, they know that that's not gonna work, but it makes sense now that they did the equations.
They're just, like,
they just rammed with it. Yeah, I was like, that doesn't make any sense, but then they do mention a, they need, that she can call a...
An aerospace engineer, and the interesting thing is, people are throwing out that this is Reed Richards from the Fantastic Four.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've seen this, but in, like, the Brazilian, maybe, subtitles, in one of the subtitles, in another language, this aerospace engineer is a female. Mm-hmm. Like, it's shown to be a female.
Mm-hmm.
The way they conjugate? Is that the word? I don't know how you describe that, but, like, you know, in
Spanish,
where it's, like, yeah, it's a female, and so throwing this out here, we know we're getting Ironheart. Could it be Riri Williams? I hope it's Riri Williams.
No, I don't.
Also, I guess it could be Shuri.
Oh, that's true.
But is she an aerospace engineer?
That'd be fun.
I want
She's Shuri. Just freaking smart. So
she's really smart.
She could do anything. And then we quickly find out that apparently Monica's outfit from the reality is made of the same material as her bulletproof vest. It's bulletproof, and so that kind of gives them ideas on, oh, what if can we send something in there that's already, like, from this time, and it'll, like, be fine, it'll go in normal.
And it won't have to change.
Yeah.
One question, who taught her gun safety?
I don't know, man.
Because she just whips it out, right? Whoa, that did not sound right.
Oh, no.
She, like, just, like, whips out Jimmy's gun right in the middle of everything.
But also, like, Darcy and Wu didn't really react to that either.
They kind of covered their ears and they're like, ah.
And then we switch back into Wanda's reality, and we see this scene that I have, like, it's not long to talk about, but, like, I'm, like, a little confused, because we see, Vision working with the computers at work, and
that's next?
Yeah, that's what's next. And they get this message from Darcy Lewis, actually. Somehow it, like, came into their reality, and it's just about being like, hey, what's up with this Maximoff anomaly? Vision's very confused. He does this thing with the computer, and it, like, goes away, and then he touches Norm/Ablash's temples, and he wakes up, and he says something like, oh, I need to call my sister, like, my dad, she's sick and come from my dad, like, oh, and then he says, oh, please make her stop, do this, all stuff. But the little thing I want to mention here...
She says she's in my head.
She's in my head, thank you.
Make her stop, none of it is me.
Yeah, but the thing I want to talk about here is, I actually found this out before New Rock Stars. I was very proud of myself, and I found out, like, in the little notes thing that Sword has of Ablash, it said in the trailer, oh, Vision turns Norm into Ablash again, and then he goes back or whatever. So that was there before. I think it's just an editing mistake or whatever,
yeah.
But I thought that was interesting. But then we wanted to point out, too, we're very persistent, obviously, you guys can tell, on Wanda not being the Vision. Being the Vision! Being a villain!
She couldn't be the Vision.
Being a villain! And I think this scene kind of proves it, too, like, helps prove it, because he doesn't say who the she is.
Because he knows who Wanda is. I think,
yeah.
I
think everybody knows who Wanda
yeah.
is.
Well, because, like, she's been around.
Yeah.
But, like, and I do still think she could be in control. I mean, I think she could even be in control of the people, but I don't think that a lot of this is intentional on her part.
Yeah.
Like, because, I mean, we'll see this later. But the other interesting thing about, like, I didn't make the connection, which is kind of embarrassing, but, like, this is one of Vision's legitimate skill sets, not, like, his super speed that we've not really ever seen him demonstrate before,
mm-hmm.
but, like, because it happens with Ultron.
Mm-hmm.
In Age of Ultron. But the interesting thing is he's taking Ultron out of the internet.
Oh.
But he's taking whatever is in Norm's head out. So, like,
yeah, I didn't know what that was.
Can he do it with, like, Wanda's magic thingy too? Or
does it have... I have no idea.
Is this, like, technology based?
I have no idea. But I did want to point out too that I think I'm pretty sure that they panned to the, like, the board of people again, and I noticed that Dottie still isn't on there.
Yeah.
So, as much as, like, I do think Agnes could be, like, a villain, and we can get onto that later because I do have theories, Dottie's still not there. I think her husband is there, so it's really interesting that she's not there.
I think her husband was there because we do meet her husband before we meet her,
mm-hmm.
but, like, it's really interesting because, like, he is still there and she's still not, so, but obviously at this point they've met her more than once.
Yeah. So,
like,
I don't know.
Because, like, and the mailman's there, so the mailman is out of the question as, well, I mean, I guess he's not out of the question as a villain, but
yeah.
There's less scrutiny on him. Oh, my mm-hmm. goodness.
And then we have this quick scene, kind of like what Reagan was saying, like, the whole thing with on a very special episode. Wanda kind of explains, oh, hey, Daddy's at work because sometimes Mommy and Daddy aren't on the same page type thing, and explains that to him.
I'm gonna be totally honest, this tension this episode. It made me sad. Like, she was explaining this, and I was like, okay.
Okay.
I was like, this is very comforting. Thank you for telling me that you guys are...
And then, Sparky notices something going on in the house, and then we quickly change back to a sword scene, where Monica is flying this 80s drone. I do not know why they made it so big or whatever. It's so loud.
I think
that's
how they
were. I don't know. And then she sees Wanda and tries to talk to her and be like, hey, Wanda, this is Captain Monica Rambeau. Like, we just want to talk to you, see what's up. And then the controls switch out of her hands, and Hayward tells this other sword agent to fire a missile at Wanda. And then it just goes blank, and we hear this, like, beeping outside. Yes, but we need to talk about this scene.
I have many questions. First off, when Monica is trying to talk to you, and I noticed this, and I don't know why, but I genuinely didn't think about it until, like, my third watch through. Monica's trying to talk to her, and we acknowledge that Wanda can't hear her. Is that, like, Wanda making it so she can't hear? Maybe. But also, like,
I just thought she wasn't responding.
No, yeah, we can't hear her, because, like, Monica's still talking, but we cut back. And it's, like, the sound of it is either too loud or you genuinely can't hear her. Either when it passed through, like, Wanda is choosing to not be able to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, Hayward made it so she wouldn't be able to hear it.
Yeah, because Monica had no idea that the thing had missiles. And it's just really confusing to me. Like, I think I've heard other people talk about this. But, like, the fact that Hayward just thought, like, Wanda's literally the most powerful Avenger. He just thought, oh, I'm gonna shoot her with a missile. Like, she has freaking telekinesis. Yes.
Supposedly, to his knowledge, she made a whole new reality.
Like, why does he think that's gonna stop her?
She could probably just be like, no. Like, she could just go, no.
But also the fact that she was trying to shoot her in front of her children. I do not care if you've murdered 50,000 people. You are not gonna try to, like, shoot someone in front of their kids.
Like, literally, broad daylight in the middle of the street in front of her children.
And they don't know that they're, like, fake or whatever. Or we honestly don't know, but they think they're, like, real children.
Like, and so, they don't, like, even know... They have no reason to believe that their mother would need to be shot in front of them.
That's so dark. And I was like, what the heck? But then also, I think we should go a little bit into, like, the traumatic effect, because you realize that Wanda was 10 when her parents kind of got with Stark Bomb and they died. And Billy and Tommy are 10 right now with a missile.
10-year-old twins with their mother on a normal day that they're having a good day. They go outside and it's like, this is probably a little bit traumatic to Billy and Tommy. And
if they just a little bit.
I mean, even if they even realize what happened, because we don't really know what happened when Wanda disables this thing. But, like, think about how re-traumatizing this is for Wanda.
Yeah. I think Hayward knew what he was doing.
I do, too. And I don't even think that he maybe necessarily even meant to intentionally kill her. I think he's trying to upset her.
Yeah.
Like, I really do think that he's trying to make them think that she's worse than she is by, like, purposefully antagonizing her in this way. Like, and I'm getting into this in my bonus episode because I see so many people being like, he had the right idea. No, he didn't have the right idea.
Oh my God.
Because even if you think that Wanda's the one holding this town hostage, she hasn't killed anybody.
Yeah, she hasn't.
They have.
And if anything, kind of, we can get into this more, but, like, we see kind of, I'm pretty sure that the only people who can enter are people who are experiencing grief.
I agree.
And I think that there's a good possibility that, like, yeah, like, Monica says she's in pain, but, like, what if, like, Wanda's kind of taking the pain from them, though. Like, she's kind
and
of
taking the pain. Monica doesn't really say that she's in pain. She says it was a violating experience.
Well, Hayward said Monica said that. But I'm thinking that Monica didn't say that, because I don't trust this Hayward,
when
dude.
When Monica's, like, explaining it in her words in the intro, she says that she felt like she was drowning and it was grief.
Yeah.
And this is actually a really good time for me. I think that Monica's defending her so intensely, because I genuinely believe that now that she was there with Wanda, because, like, I'm pretty sure everybody that was already in the town was in the town when Wanda made this bubble. This is the first person, besides the beekeeper, that I think she brought in. Because, like, Monica didn't go in. Monica just touched it. She brought Monica in.
Yeah.
So I think that maybe they just have a deeper connection than we realize right now.
Maybe.
And maybe this is because Monica understands that, like, Wanda is not being malicious. Wanda is just very, very hurt and very upset.
Yes.
And, I mean, there's a chance, like, the reason that she's, like, talking about, like, the fact that she doesn't think Wanda even did this intentionally.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Monica knows more than we do at this point about Wanda's intentions and the fact that she says she heard Wanda's voice in her head. what was Wanda's voice saying? I don't know. Maybe she was telling her to get to her places. I just, like, I think Monica can also sympathize because she just lost her mother. Mm-hmm. But, like, also, I think any normal human being should be able to sympathize. Yes. Jimmy Woo and Darcy can do it perfectly fine.
Then, the next scene is the most interesting, confusing, intense scene that I think we have seen.
It's a Magneto scene.
So, we just cut off with, like, the alarms blaring. Obviously, that means that someone's coming through the barrier. We were wrong. It wasn't Doctor Strange. It was Wanda.
Even though I don't think that Doctor Strange is still gonna come
I think it's a possibility, too. But we see Wanda coming out of this barrier. Little, like, side note that I saw is that all the guns, before she even comes out, before they even see the shadow of her, they have it pointed right where she comes out. So I was like, do they just know? Like, they I just thought that was really funny.
They said we're really talented. But,
Wanda comes out of the barrier, and she's holding the drone, throws it at them, goes, is this yours? And then, basically, she has this conversation with Hayward and is like, leave me alone, I'll leave you alone. Hayward says, but you've captured 3,000 people. And she goes, I'm not the one with the guns, director. So she's, so
she it, knows. I mean,
it's like alluding to the fact that she's not actually hurting anyone.
Yeah.
Or she doesn't think she's hurting anyone.
Fact that she knows who Hayward is. Because she has no introduction to calls him director.
Yes. And then we see this thing. Because Wanda seems like she's gonna, like, attack them, Monica kind of comes and is like, but you have, like, control over them. She's like, Wanda, please, like, I'll do anything. What do you want? And I'll help you. And Wanda goes, I already have everything I want, and no one will take it from me again. Which is a really interesting wording, because not only does she say again, she looks directly at Hayward when mm-hmm. she says that. And Hayward, I don't know if this is just the guy's acting or maybe focused wrong, but it looked like Hayward kind of had this, oh, like, shoot. Like, she knows. Kind of like, look on his face.
Almost like he didn't want to be exposed right there in front of everyone. Like, maybe he thought she was going to say something more than she was going to say. Like,
yes.
Obviously, there's probably a little bit of fear of, like, I hope she doesn't blast me into, But I'm like, telling you,
it was more than that.
I know,
it was
I definitely
more than
agree.
That. It was really interesting.
His motivation, his biggest motivation at this point in the series, what we see with this missile, I think that she knows something he does not want her to know.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, his biggest fear is he's going to lose his power by being exposed by this, like,
yes,
person.
But, like, the interesting thing, though, is that she doesn't say anything further. So I wonder, I don't know, maybe she just thinks all of S.W.O.R.D. knows.
Because, yeah, I mean, like, that's kind of the thing. Like, if she's been, like, terrorized might be a strong word, but I don't think it's a strong word. Because if it was, like, legitimately them stealing Vision's body and experimenting on it.
That's a little traumatic.
Like, waking up, like, what she felt like was 20 minutes later and being like, where's Vision? And they're like, oh, they're making him into a weapon. That's upsetting. That's a little terrorizing. But
so
if she's been terrorized by this organization, if she feels that they've legitimately, like, deeply wronged mm-hmm. her, I mean, I don't think that she's mm-hmm. going to care whether or not she thinks everybody knows about it. She probably just assumes everybody mm-hmm. does.
Yeah, and then it's interesting, too, because we mentioned before that all these little things that came in and seemed threatening to one of the beekeeper, the drone, Monica's necklace, they all had S.W.O.R.D. on it, so is it her subconscious telling her to beware of S.W.O.R.D., or is it the person who's actually controlling it making her think S.W.O.R.D. is bad?
Like, on my theory, like, part of my evidence that I didn't want to talk about then, because, like, this is part of it kind of, like, now, it's like, let's say Agnes is legitimately, because I think that maybe Agnes isn't, like, totally evil, but she's helping Wanda do this.
Mm-hmm.
If she's helping Wanda, like, could it be Agnes? Because, like, Agnes is the one who's so, like, concerned about the fact that Wanda's possibly inside with Geraldine alone.
Mm-hmm.
And could she be concerned for Geraldine? I suppose so, yeah. But, mm-hmm. like, also, she could be concerned for Wanda. If she's, like, under this impression that Wanda's trying to hide from this organization and she knows that, Geraldine's from this organization, she could be the one that's marking, mm-hmm.
yeah.
that marks Geraldine, but...
Yeah.
My big thing there is, like, whenever, she does this, like, she turns from looking at Monica, and everyone kind of assumes she's mad at Monica, but, like, Monica brings up a point in the beginning of the episode, she launched Monica through two walls, a fence, and the barrier, and Monica didn't even have a concussion, it seems. Mm-hmm. Like, she was fine, and we see this red power envelope her, envelope?
Not envelope. We're not delivering letters here.
No, we're not.
Send us fan mail up. Just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Oh, I wish. Send me... You know, if you want to send us fan mail, just let me know. And send
we'll figure out the email, guys. We'll figure it out.
But, like, you could send me a package of all the Wanda Funko Pops.
Oh, my gosh.
I would really
and
deeply
send
appreciate
me
that.
Sebastian's fan.
That is true. But, no, like, when I was, like, so she, like, you see the power, like, envelop her, and she lands, and it's still around her. Mm-hmm. I do think that Wanda, like, because people were like, oh, see, she wanted to kill her whenever she says, oh, you're still here. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's what she meant. Because, yes. Like, I don't think Wanda meant harm against Monica at all, because it didn't seem like she was very hurt.
I mean, because you see in Age of Ultron, too, you know, when she has that big, like, grief spell or whatever, she just takes out the robot. She doesn't take out the people on her team. So I think she's fully capable, you know.
And, like, I think that if her, the desire of her heart is not to hurt her, then she's not going to be hurt. Yes. And so I think that, just to clear up, I think when she says, oh, you're still here, to Monica, I don't think that's her being surprised that Monica's alive. I think that's her being surprised that Monica stayed in anywhere near her. Like, and I'm like, oh, you're not, like, terrified of me and running in the other direction kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And, like, I think she just wants to be left alone, and she's like, oh my gosh.
Me too. But then Wanda goes back into the barrier. She turns the barrier red, which is really interesting.
All the guns on Hayward.
Oh, thank you.
And that's when, okay, I'm going to talk about this really fast, because it makes me very happy and excited. There are two, like, moments here that are, like, direct mirrors to what Magneto does in the X-Men films. We have when she turns the guns onto Hayward, which we see that. And also, when she turns, she does this little flick of her hand that's really fun, and I do it for fun now. When I leave rooms, I just do it.
That's funny.
But, it's, Michael Fassbender does it in, I don't remember which movie, but he does do it as Magneto. Could it be just a fun nod? Yes. Do I want it to be Michael Fassbender? Because I don't think that it's going to be Ian McKellen, but yeah, I do want it to be Michael Fassbender. And if it is Michael Fassbender coming into WandaVision, I apologize for the person I'm going to become. I deeply apologize.
Okay, anyways, hopefully we can, like, speed this up. This is gonna be longer than our last episode. That'd be really funny. But,
oh, it, like, totally is.
I know, I love that. We were right about this commercial, because it is about Lagos, which,
I found out that it's not pronounced Lagos. It's pronounced Lagos. They just pronounce it wrong
in
all the movies.
No, it's pronounced Legos, actually, Regan. Oh, but we see just basically these, like, spills and everything, and it's like a paper towel commercial. Just,
same people?
Yes, same family.
And same children,
same
interestingly
family.
Enough.
Uh-huh. And basically they say, oh, for the mess you didn't mean to make, which is sad because she didn't.
You didn't mean to. Which makes me sad. If she's subconsciously making these commercials... That's so sad. She's trying to tell them she didn't mean
to do it. I know. But then we switch back into the barrier reality, and the boys and Wanda are looking for Sparky because he ran out of the door before, remember? And the mailman passes and he says, oh, guys, don't worry. Your mom won't let him get far, which, interesting.
That's so suspicious.
And then we see these bushes moving. Agnes comes out. She has Sparky wrapped up in a dog, and I'm just going to say it. I think Agnes killed Sparky.
And I actually kind of want to address this. So, in the Vision comics by Tom King, they have a dog named Sparky, and essentially the Sparky dog becomes, like, this, like, android robot dog because he dies. Mm-hmm. It's not their dog originally. He dies because he bites on, like, the Grim Reaper's thingy. It's not really important how the real dog dies. He becomes an android dog, but Vision's robot wife is the one... Okay, this doesn't look good for Wanda, but hear me out. Vision's new robot wife is the one who kills the dog. But hear me out. I know this doesn't look good for Wanda.
Oh no, guys.
But there's an aspect of it. I don't remember the order because I haven't... This is a very, very dark moment of these comics. But there's these flowers. They're called Wondergore Everblooms. I believe they take part in Sparky's death. But essentially, it's these flowers that, like, if you'll notice, she says, like, the dog ate the azaleas or whatever. But, this flower in the comics, the Wondergore Everblooms, is a flower that Agatha Harkness gifts to Wanda and Vision on their wedding day. Which, if we remember, Wanda... Who? Agnes. Agnes is the one who comes in. But Agnes comes in the first episode and gives Wanda a plant as a gift. But these Wundervore Everblooms, essentially, like, Agatha Harkness has this familiar, a black cat, who eats these Wundervore Everblooms because, essentially, like, the property of this flower is that, like, if you have an animal eat it and then you eat the animal, you gain the ability to see the future.
You eat the animal?
Yes.
That's bad.
So, I don't think that's what's gonna happen.
That's uncomfy.
It is very uncomfy. But, you know, like, Agatha tries to gain the power to see the future. She does, I think. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But I kind of think that it's interesting. I don't think they're going down that they have to eat Sparky Rout.
Yeah. But I think it's weird because what we've seen Agnes acting really weird in these episodes because in some scenes it looks like she's a little, like, evil. Like, in this scene, she looked a little evil before she kind of sees them and then kind of acts scared. So, yeah. I really don't know.
I don't know. I think there's a good chance that she killed Sparky.
Yeah.
Because, like, also, that's another thing. The twins try to age up again to run away from their grief. I think there's a double meaning here, or, like, a double, like, moment here, because they're 10 years old. If you remember, Wanda was 10 years old when her parents died. And I think this is part of Wanda, like, kind of realizing that, like, she's like, if she's gonna have these kids, she doesn't want them to speed through their, like, childhood.
Yeah.
Because they've experienced an emotion that's so difficult. Because, mm-hmm. Wanda probably had to grow up really fast after, you know, that.
Yes.
That's so sorry. That was supposed to come out more poetically than it did. But I didn't want to just have an adjective for her parents dying. Anyways, but also, Agatha is once again present when the twins try to age up. But, interestingly, like, the twins are distraught over this dog. And, I think it's Tommy who says, like, you can fix anything, Mom. Fix the dead.
Oh, yeah.
And first off, creepy. These twins kind of freak me out.
They are a little creepy. Like, good on them, honestly. Pretty good actors.
The kid who plays Billy's from Haunting of Hill House, and I didn't realize it until, like, my fourth episode. Like, I meant the fourth watch. Mm-hmm. He's really talented, really good. But, like, the kid who plays Tommy really impressed me, but that's a creepy line. But also, Wanda, like, what I find interesting here is everyone who's, like, making jokes, they're like, aha, she's being a hypocrite. But, like, there's still a chance that Vision wasn't dead when she brought Vision there.
That's true.
Because, like, S.W.O.R.D. could have succeeded in whatever they were doing. But also, you know, we have this, and Wanda is like, okay, look, no, there are rules. We're not going to age ourselves up because it's convenient. And we don't bring things back up from the, like, back from the dead. There are rules.
Mm-hmm.
Which, like, I feel like this is an unspoken rule. But also, it maybe implies that she's been learning from someone.
Yeah.
But what I notice is, like, so Agatha goes, you can do that. And she doesn't seem scared, she almost seems sad.
Yeah.
When Wanda says that she's not going to raise anything from the dead.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I mean, maybe Agatha is intending to get something from Wanda, and maybe she thought that she would be able to bring someone back.
Mm-hmm.
Her reaction is really weird, and I can't tell if she's playing up a reaction to seem like she's in on it.
It's really confusing. Like, applause to Catherine Hahn.
She's doing so good.
But then Vision comes in, hugs the boys, like, oh, boys, I'm so sorry. And then we switch into back to their house. Vision and Wanda have this big fight of Vision being like, I awoke Norm. I know what's happening. You need to stop. Wanda's like, I'm not doing this. And then she's kind of like, I'm doing this for us.
How good they did.
They really did.
Fight.
Like, they really did. Except for the scene when they changed Vision back into the robot. I just laugh every time. It's really funny. I
wish they let him keep his human face because, look, it's impressive how expressive they make Vision, but, like, I don't know what it is.
It was really funny.
Because it suddenly has this robot face, and I'm like, wait.
Yeah, but, I mean, it is, again, this really weird thing, because there's moments where Wanda's like, you really think I'm controlling this all, and, like, blah, 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 and so you're like, oh, okay, like, she's not the villain, but then also, there's moments where she's like, all of this is for us. So it's really confusing, but
there's a few lines, though, of interest here. There's, you know, like, he wakes Norm, she doesn't ever really address Norm.
He mentions that
he was in pain, she doesn't really address that either. Because he's like, I spoke to Norm for your oversight, she's like, what are you talking about? She tries to roll the credits on him.
Oh, right, we didn't mention that.
I can't ever take it seriously, because she was like, roll the credits.
I know. But also interesting to note is, oh shoot, wait, I lost my, Vision says, "You can't control me like you do them." And she says, "Can't I?"
And she does her little, like, adorable little,
so it's like, does Vision know kind of what's going on? Like, I'm really confused about how much Vision knows, how much Wanda can control.
And the way that it
because
was
if he is dead, it really doesn't look like he's dead, because Wanda should have full control of him.
But also, he says he doesn't remember anything about his life before.
Oh, right.
She's like, "You've never talked to me like this before," whenever he's, like, really going off. And he's like, "Before what? I don't remember my life before Westview. I'm scared." And she kind of comes down. She's like, "You're my husband. You're Tommy and Billy's father. Isn't that enough?" You know, he comes down and he's like, "What you're doing is wrong."
Mm-hmm.
And, she's like, "Do you really think that I'm controlling everything in Westview, getting people to their doctor, the dentist appointments on time, mowing their lawns?" And then he's like, "Wanda, why are there no other children in Westview?" And she gets really upset, and she's like, she goes, she's like, something along the lines of, like, "God, there are, like, I don't know what's happening." And then she says, "I don't even know how any of this started in the first place." Yeah. I do believe her.
I do too.
Believe that she doesn't remember how
and
it
then, the doorbell rings, and Wanda says, "I didn't do that," and Vision
she
gets
a
question,
look,
and
yeah.
she says, "Oh, you don't believe me, do you?" They go to the door, and Evan Peters is there! Wanda looks really confused.
And Darcy makes a comment. She says she recast Pietro.
Yes,
I don't think
but
she recast Pietro.
Yeah, me too. We can go into that a little bit. But the interesting thing to note here is that Wanda says, "Pietro?" And he just has this, like,
weird
like,
look.
And then I know that they're obviously in a sitcom, so he's acting differently, but there was something weird about how he's acting, like, and what he said, and everything.
Yeah,
it was,
and it's like,
really weird.
He comes in, his first line is, doesn't...
Oh, it's like...
A long-lost brother gets to squeeze his stinking sister to death.
Yeah.
And then she's like, Pietro.
Which is weird too, because she says long-lost, not, like, dead.
So, like, that's so true. Like, what, like... I think that there, it's just like, he's, Evan Peters Quicksilver from the X-Men movies, like, he's different than Marvel's, like, he's a little bit more, like, quippier, but, like, something about the way that he was talking,
it's suspicious.
Like, there's, like, an underlining, almost, like, maliciousness.
Yes.
Like, he just, like, he gives me bad
vibes. Okay, I know we said, obviously, like, we think Mephisto is behind all this, so I think there's a good chance that either Pietro could be Mephisto, or
he's being, like, puppeted.
Or, yeah, he's being puppeted, or just something, because this is really weird. Like, why would you bring in, if you were to bring in Pietro, it would be the dead one, because Wanda knows that one.
But the question there is, like, if they're trying to, like, appease her, she did just address that she won't bring back the dead.
That is true. That's true. But it is really interesting, and I'm really excited to see what's going next, and I hope, because I've talked about this before in the Halloween episode, which I think is the next episode,
I'm almost certain it
he
is.
Better be in their family costume.
I want them to have cute comic accurate costumes.
They need to.
Okay, hold on, I just thought of something. So you know how Agnes has pretty much come in, like, I noticed at the beginning of the episode when they're arguing about, like, whether or not Vision saw, like, Agatha?
Agnes. I love Agnes. My favorite character.
Me too! She's so underrated.
I know.
But no, like, whenever they were talking about whether or not they saw Agnes, like, being weird at the beginning of the episode, she keeps interrupting them as they're having this conversation.
Oh, you're right.
Like, she does things, she starts talking, she's like, "I'm looking for the liquor,"
yes.
makes noise. Same thing happens with the twins and the dog, where, like, they're having, like, a little spat. And she's talking, she's, like, being distracting, she comes in with the doghouse, you know, she's, like, distracting them. Could she have been the one to send her? Because, once again, she's trying to keep Wanda happy.
It could be, I don't know, I'm so confused, because we didn't get, at least, I mean, we didn't really see S.W.O.R.D. too much. But, like, usually, they have that little alarm blaring when someone's coming in. Oh, it was?
So, either, like, they just noted that there was a new presence in the town. I don't know if that's
And they were just, like, fun. They're like, cool.
Or their barrier was broken, which Evan Peters Quicksilver is fast enough to go in, like, I think he's fast enough to go in completely undetected.
Interesting. You thinking, like, Faze, like, the Flash or something?
Yeah, like, because when you see how Evan Peters moves in, like, the X-Men movies, he moves so fast that essentially he stops time.
Oh, interesting.
Like, he can pick bullets up. Like, people joke that, like, he's better because he would have never gotten shot.
Oh my gosh, I saw that. But I think it's, I'm really just imagining though, like in the next episode, Wanda having to be like, hey guys, this is my brother, Pietro, and he's like, my name's Peter.
Like, but I just realized that she never does tell the twins.
Hello? Something just rang. Sorry, guys. That was really scary. That scared me.
Oh, I got a text. That was so ominous.
That scared me.
That scared me, too. I thought it was on silent. Goodness. Okay. She never tells the twins. She does talk about her brother, but she never tells the twins that he's dead. Remember?
That's true. Oh, yeah. She says, I miss him very much.
She says he's really far away, and sometimes it makes me sad.
Yeah.
Whenever Tommy is like,
so could it be the boys somehow? I don't know.
I was like wondering because it's like,
because she didn't mention it was him to anyone else. Like,
stop fighting.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know, because like the weird thing is like neither of them have, that we've seen, both of them seem to have very Wiccan powers because mm-hmm. they both are aging themselves up.
Unless like Wiccan is, yeah, Wiccan's just like, age up with me, brother.
Like, and I'm assuming that they have, like, the weird psychic twin connection that Wanda and Pietro had, like, weirdos.
Do you think that, like, only Billy can age them up? What if, like, when they get mad at each other, Billy just, like, makes himself older? And it's like, he's like, I'm older than you, you have to do what I say.
No aging up in the house.
That's really funny. Sorry, but, side like, thought.
It could be the twins. It could be Wanda's subconscious, it could be Agnes, or it could be someone else is Mephisto.
Mm-hmm.
But we still have wow!
Words are hard.
Oh my goodness!
Words are really hard.
That was really skilled on my part. We still have the cameo. I don't think this was the cameo.
I don't either, because everybody expected Evan Peters was coming.
They've been reporting
like, I didn't look at any single. I didn't look at any single leak, and even I knew Evan Peters was coming.
Yeah, and, also, Paul Bettany describes the person as someone he's always wanted to work with. And no offense to Evan Peters, who is very talented, and I would want to work with him. I don't think that Paul Bettany was like, my heart of hearts is to work with Evan Peters.
The Evan Peters.
And, like, and also, like, Elizabeth, wow. I went to say Elizabeth, but I was like, she likes to be called Lizzie. I want to be respectful.
I think the world is telling us we need to end this episode.
But essentially, she says that she's shocked it hasn't leaked. And his cameo leaked. So,
well, I think that's all we have for this episode. Hopefully, we're planning on getting the next episode recorded day of on Friday. Hopefully, so release it by Saturday. Yeah.
So we can finally get, like, solid schedule.
Also, we should note, Carolina is not here. We had to, like, record this separately because we realized we were doing it really, really late, and we wanted to make sure we get that 6th episode out as soon as possible. Hopefully she'll be back next episode. I hope. But, thanks for listening, guys. We hope that we satisfied your WandaVision needs and gave you some things to think about.
And we will see you next time.
Awesome. Right, bye, guys.